Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, God bless you. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. I'm excited to be here with you tonight. This is Faith for Family. We are live tonight doing our broadcast that we do every week. Tonight's broadcast is Raising Cain Part 2. We started talking about that last week, and we had a couple of technical difficulties, but I still have this thing kind of roaming around in my spirit this week, so I want to get right into it. Father, we thank you tonight for this time. We thank you tonight for this opportunity to break the bread of life, and we give you glory, honor, and praise because we know that this bread is what we live by. So tonight, we thank you for the sustenance that you have provided to cause us to live an abundant life. We thank you tonight, and we eat it gladly. We take and we partake, and we break, and we give thanks, and we take it and give you glory and honor and praise for what we know that it's doing for us tonight. As I speak tonight, I pray that you would touch my lips, that you would touch my heart, that you would touch my mind, that you would speak through my lips to your people tonight, that their lives would be changed and transformed. In the name of the Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Listen, tonight, folks, it's so much going on in my life in this season. I didn't even know what day it was. My mother literally asked me because one of my alarms went off on my phone, did I have something I was supposed to do tonight? And I was saying to her, no, absolutely not. I'm all set. I don't have anything to do. And she's asking why. And I was like, I don't know. I just didn't have anything. I hadn't planned on doing anything. And she said, you've got a broadcast tonight. Tonight is Friday. I mean, it's Friday. I had no clue it was Friday. That's just how gone my week is. That's just how much I've got going on in my life in this season. It's so amazing. But I'm so excited about what God is doing because he's working in me, working some things out of me, and he's causing me to see some things in this season. And I want to share a word with you tonight that I believe is going to bless you. I know a lot of we have not been lately given a word from the Lord on Friday nights and on Monday nights, the prophetic words that we've been given, but I've been given those monthly. But as I am led tonight, I will share this word. This is a prophetic word, even though I'm not giving you a direct prophetic word. My messages are really prophetic in nature. So if you can really hear this thing tonight, it's going to really transform your life. Listen, we started talking about raising Cain last week, and there are some more dynamics about this thing that the Holy Spirit was laying on my heart to share with you tonight. But when we talked about Cain last week, we talked about how he was not in the lineage of Adam. We talked briefly about, I don't want to go into too much detail with this, but I want to at least open you up. I'm believing that you have the spirit of the Bereans on you, because if you're listening to this broadcast, you clearly know you cannot just come here and not go and study when you leave here. You clearly know that. I don't even have my Bible in front of me tonight, but I'm going to talk to you from some different perspectives tonight. And I'm praying that as I speak to you, from these different perspectives, that you're going to take the words that I say tonight, you're going to go and study, you're going to go and apply yourself to the word of God, that you might find that these things are true. And so last week we were talking about briefly how Cain came on the scene. I gave you some dynamics about how a woman can be pregnant with a son or a child and have an intercourse with another man, and that seed attach itself as well and grow. And she could have twins, and they could be the children of two different fathers. I know that's that it's happened in real life, in America, and all over the world. It's literally happened. But this is what happened in Genesis. And one of the ways that we know that Cain was not the son of Adam was because he was not even mentioned in the lineage. He was not mentioned in the lineage at all. In any place that he was ever mentioned. In First Chronicles, he wasn't mentioned, and in Genesis 5, he was not mentioned. And the scripture also refers to him as the son of, you know, as the son of the devil, as the seed of the serpent, okay? So you need to understand this dynamic here. And when we talk about Cain, oh boy, are we dealing with the spirit of Cain in our churches across the world? Are we dealing with the spirit of Cain even in our families? This is a real place. But when you talk about the spirit of Cain, this spirit is represented in a lot of different, it wears a lot of different hats. It wears the hat of envy. It wears the hat of jealousy. It wears the hat of murder. It wears the hat of anger, disobedience, hatred, false worship, rebellion, anger issues, temper tantrums, that kind. It wears a lot of hats. You know, what I found about sin, the older I get, the more mature I get in the word, what I found out about sin, and this is a real place, I'm just going to share this dynamic with you really quickly, especially when it pertains to relationships, that if the enemy can get you to lie about a thing, and see, this is why people don't understand the danger of doing things secretly. They don't understand the danger of subliminal relationships and trying to be secretive about your relationships. Every relationship has to have an accountability. Every relationship needs to be defined, and it needs accountability, and it needs covenant. On some level, it needs a covenant, and those covenants need to be followed. But can I tell you something? The pertinent thing, and I'm going to say a lot to the women tonight, the pertinent thing is that you identify who you are able to make covenant with and who you should not be making covenant with at all. And I think as women, we have fallen for that situation more than we should have. We've become victims of our own decisions and our own choices. And definitely I'm making sure that you understand that there's no one to blame. Of course, we do know that there is a scripture that talks about silly women laden with lust being led astray and these kind being those, these men that would do this leading. I'm going to take you to that passage. I think it's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. It says this specifically, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts." I want to go back a verse. I'm going to go back a verse because there's a verse before it that we need to read. But this is the passage that talks about perilous times coming. And when it begins to talk about perilous times, it talks about how people love themselves and don't love God. They're lovers of themselves. They are covetous. They are boasters. They are proud. They're blasphemers. They're disobedient to parents. Oh boy, will that get you in trouble? Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers. We're talking about all the connections you shouldn't be making, all the people who you should not be connecting to and making covenant with. These are those kind of people. And how will you know that they are of these kind? Because you listen to what they're saying and you watch what they're doing. I mean, it's really simple. And, you know, one of our passage for Torah this week is Deuteronomy 11. And I think it's such an amazing, 11 through 17. But somewhere in those passages, I believe it's around chapter 12, it begins to discuss, and I'm going to share this on the prophetic roundtable on Monday, it begins to discuss the importance of you understanding the prophet, the character and the integrity of a prophet. That is invaluable, even as it pertains to how we deal in business. All that we do should be above board. All that we do should be honorable to God. That's why even when I get in a bad spot, even as it pertains to my business, because I've been in some really sticky spots in the last a couple of years here, every now off and on, I have issues where I'm not able to deliver like I normally would. And so I communicate with my customers because I want them to know that I have not forgotten about them. And thankfully, all of my customers are really committed. They're really loyal. They know my character. So they're not tripping on none of that. But I want to tell you something. It is invaluable. Character and integrity are invaluable. And it's important because when you want to run something, when you want to run a business, You know, when you want to run your business, you have to handle it a certain way. When you want to run God's business, that needs to be run a certain way, because the integrity and the character that's attached to your name is going to either glorify him or make him look bad. Okay, so I'm saying all that to say this. There are certain things and certain people that we should not connect to, and how you're going to be able to identify, because I know it can be a challenge to identify what you're hearing. And see, this was Eve's problem in the garden. As she's listening to this serpent, she's hearing his words, and his words are great and swelling. Daniel talks about that. His words are great and swelling. They seem greater than the deal that she already has on the table. The deal that's already on the table has provided more than she could ever imagine, but because she's never known anything else, she allows herself to be opened up to the possibility of something being greater. And in this moment that she opens herself up and gives heed to this seducing spirit, she is drawn away. She is bewitched. She is actually enticed into an intimacy that she cannot, that she has to bear, and this thing kills the thing that she loves. I'm just being led of the Holy Ghost here for a moment. And so it's an amazing thing how you're going to find out and understand whether what you're hearing is actually God or not. You've got to continue to listen, and then you've got to continue to watch. Because the Bible talks about in Deuteronomy, I believe it is chapter 12, when it starts talking about the prophets, it says, listen, if a prophet, a dreamer, this is what it's talking about, if a dreamer of dreams tells you a dream and it interprets and, you know, prophesies a thing to you, okay, if he prophesies a thing to you and the thing come to pass, okay, hear him. But if the thing come to pass, after the thing comes to pass, he begins to lead you astray, begins to lead you in another direction, begins to lead you in a direction that God has not ordained, and it's not above board, then you got a problem, because you're going to need to, that prophet needs to die. And so we know that we live in America. We can't kill witches and we can't kill false prophets. But what we can do is we can kill their influence. And I'm just dropping that seed out there for a moment, because we've got some things coming up on the horizon as Kingdom Ambassadors in the month of October that are just going to be amazing. Some things that the Father has instructed us to do in this season. And I think it's just going to be amazing for the body at large. But the thing about it is that we've got to be able to identify what we're listening to. And so many people are not conscious, and you're not careful what you're hearing. But part of that is because you have not identified yourself. You have not really taken yourself serious. You have not really seen your true value. You have not really seen your full potential and your purpose yet. And so when you don't see your full potential and your purpose, then you start allowing yourself to be open to things, and then you start just kind of gravitating and conforming to things that have nothing to do with your destiny or your purpose. And it puts you in a bad place. I can say this because I've been married twice, and both of those relationships were not authorized by God. They were ungodly relationships. Even though people were saying they went to church, even though people were saying they were pastors and prophets, absolutely, I'm telling you that right now. That is not an indication that the connection or the hookup that you're making is God. Okay, and we've got some things on Faith for Family already that instruct you in the way of the Lord, how things are supposed to work for relationship 101, how that connection is to be made. Because certainly, man or woman of God, you're not thinking that you're supposed to just connect to whoever and just have whatever conversations you want to have and it not be any accountability on your part. Clearly, you're not thinking that, because there's a price for everything. Are you hearing me? There is a price for everything, okay? And so we are to know how we are to maintain our vessels. We are to know how we are to manage the things that God has given us. That includes our gifts, our anointing, our calling, all of that. It requires just uncommon levels of management, but that comes from teaching, and it comes from learning. So I am praying that from these broadcasts you're getting what you need in the way of having clarity and understanding of your purpose. The devil came from the beginning. The serpent came from the beginning to thwart the purpose of mankind. And I want to throw this out there, and I'm going to really teach on this at another time. But this thing has just been brewing in my spirit all day long. It's just been a seed that's been planted for a long time. I've been operating out of this dimension, but not on this level. And I want to say this. You know, a lot of you are really, I'm going to say this, you're Jesus freaks, okay? The issue with you being a Jesus freak is that instead of you recognizing yourself to be a manifesting he was, you're still trying to put him out front like he has something to do. He is in the heavens, seated on the right hand of God, making intercession for you. He is your advocate. Are you listening to me? But what he declared before he left here was, listen, I'm going away to prepare room. I'm going away to make room for you to do what you're called to do. The reason why I'm leaving is because I've already done the work that I was sent to do. Now I've got to leave and allow the Spirit of God to come back and dwell in you so that you can operate. I've already given you the example of who you are to be and how you are to be in the earth. You don't understand. You're still stuck on Jesus. You need to be identifying who he was, how he walked. See, what you don't understand is that when God created mankind from the beginning, he was that. What Jesus came and was what God created in the garden from the beginning. It's no different. The reason why he had to send the master was because mankind failed and did not operate. Now, there were many men, though, that operated. There were many men that functioned on an uncommon level because they identified what their purpose was. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So you need to understand. I want to go back to this because I don't want to lose this tonight. Raising Cain. Let's go here. I want to go here because I've only got 15 minutes. You need to understand who you are. You need to understand who you are. I turned to this what was that? 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to go back to that. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And being a lover of pleasure more than a lover of God will get you in trouble, especially when you don't understand that in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his, pleasures are at his right hand forevermore. There are pleasures forever at his right hand. And that's what you've got to be about in this season. So it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And everything that opposes God, everything that's speaking above the knowledge of God is the thing that has a form, but it's missing the power. You know what I'm saying? It's got the form of God, but it's missing the God power. Are you listening to me? So it has a form of godliness, but it denies the power. And it says, thereof, for from such turn away. This is what you're supposed to turn away from, because it is of these sorts that creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Now, listen, you need to understand this, because when it's talking about being led away, silly women laden with sins, let's talk about what sin is. It's a missing of the mark, okay? It's not staying on target. It's not being in the way that God designed you to be, okay? Then it talks about laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. And see, when people think about lust, they automatically start going to sexuality. But your lust, although the nature of lust is sexual and intimate, this is not what it's declaring here. It's not what it's discussing. Lust could be a whole lot of stuff. I'm going to turn to my notes real quick, because I want to share with you some of the things that lust could be. Lust could be security. Your desire for security is so much greater than you following God that you'll do whatever it takes to be secure, to have what you think you need without God. Are you hearing me? Desire for love or companionship could be so much greater than what God desires for you that you'll go outside of your culture, your covenant with God, to seek another covenant that gives you the feeling that you want in that moment. Are you listening to me? I want to talk to some women and I want to talk to some men a moment about this thing right here, because you know what? When we start talking about whores, you don't have to just be a whore physically. You know, sexually, you can be an emotional whore. I dealt with a man of God not too long ago. He was an emotional whore. He was more than just an emotional whore, but he was an emotional whore. What was he doing? He would be on the phone with all kinds of people, and he's having all kinds of conversations. He wants to have these conversations that excite his flesh and that bring this kind of pleasure or bring him to a place of deriving some kind of satisfaction. That's an emotional whore. And even that is against the law of God, because the only way our emotions should be, the only thing our emotions should be wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up is in God, unless we're married. And then our emotions have the ability, have the right to be in another place, because we have a value there with our mate. Are you listening to me? But I refuse in this season, and I'm praying that you're refusing to allow yourself to be emotionally entangled with stuff that's not fruitful. I'm refusing that. I reject that idea. Are you hearing me? I need you to reject that idea today. Listen, I want to read just a couple of things here, because if I don't, I will get off task and I won't be able to say all that I desire to say today. Okay? Cain will kill everything you love. Cain did. He killed his brother Abel. Now, I want to say this because I mentioned it last week. I love the Lord because he's such a merciful God. Yah is merciful. Let me tell you something. He was willing, even though Cain was illegitimate and illegal, he was willing to create a covenant or have relationship with him, even though he rejected his offering, because he saw where Cain was. He said, listen, Why is your countenance falling? Why are you tripping? Listen, listen. Sin lies at the door. You'll rule over it. You can have rule over it. You don't have to bow. You don't have to bend. Now, I sat here and I contemplated some things as I was hearing the Holy Spirit talk to me, because I had no idea that I had to broadcast tonight, and so I had to just kind of get in a quiet place. So I came and got in my mother's car so I would just be away from all of the noise. And as I was in the car, the Holy Spirit, well, before I came into the car, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. And he said to me, what is the fascination? He said, why would I allow, look at this squirrel, why would I allow Cain an opportunity? It's no different than how salvation works. He allows all men an opportunity. The blood was shed for all men's redemption, for all men's restoration and salvation. Are you listening to me? But everybody just won't receive it. The message is going to be preached to all men, but everybody's not going to receive it. And that's how they're going to be thrown into the lake of fire. That's why they're going to be thrown. You're not going to be thrown into the lake of fire for what you've done. You're going to be thrown into the lake of fire for who you are, for who you decide to be. That's what you're going to be thrown into the lake of fire for, if you decide against being what God created you to be. That's where that's going to land you. Are you hearing me? And so I begin to contemplate some things. And I'm going to come back up because my notes are just kind of scattered here. I begin to contemplate, and God began to share with me that Cain is conceived from an idea that opposes Yah. So we're not just talking about the natural birthing of a thing, although I want you to take this into the realm of having family and dealing with people familially and connecting yourself and having babies and all that. Please connect it to that. Please connect it to that, because you will raise Cain, honey. And Cain will kill everything you love, your peace, you know what I'm saying, your joy, all of that. Cain will kill it all. Are you hearing me? But I begin to contemplate this thing as God was sharing with me that Cain is conceived from an idea that opposes God. It's a culture thing. It's a connection thing. It's a covenant thing. What you desire to make covenant with is why you are birthing this thing that you have birthed. And while it's a baby, it might be cute, because you know what? Carrying Cain was not a difficult situation. You know, she carried Cain and Abel. That wasn't difficult for her. But after she had these babies and they was grown, now this boy had a real issue, because he hated everything that was right. He hated true worship, because if it wasn't false, he didn't want it. This is the spirit of Cain, false worship. It's what we're dealing with in this church age that God is bringing to a close, because it's really about the body. It's really about the ecclesia. Folks, it's really not about religion. This Bible that we read has absolutely zero to do with religion. Are you hearing me? It has everything to do with relationship with the Father and about the kingdom that he desires to be exuded in the earth, to be expressed in the earth. Matthew chapter 6. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What did the master say? I came to do the work, finish the work that my Father started. I came to do the work that he sent me here to do. I didn't come for myself. I came to finish what he gave me. These people threw pizza in the garbage, and the squirrel is running off with the pizza. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. I got distracted. I've got a lot going on. Okay, so let me share this with you. I want to share this. Let me just go through these notes. Cain will kill everything you love. Carrying Cain is just like every other pregnancy, but that's the deception. And so, see, when you make these connections, you're thinking because everything seems okay, that it's going to be okay. It's that thing that seems too legit to quit that's going to produce the illegitimacy and the illegalities in your life. I'm telling you, Cain is not only going to be illegitimate and unlawful, but it's going to be almost illegal for this stuff to happen in your life that's happened. Are you hearing me? And all of this has to do with this idea that was given to you that opposed God in that moment, and you accepted that as okay for your culture and your connection and your covenant. Conception of darkness has gained popularity. When you look at the scripture, this thing happened once in the garden, right? Beguiled Eve. It talks about a sexual intimacy, and there was an intercourse there. And she conceived the seed of the devil. She conceived the seed of the serpent, right? Okay, but here's the thing. It became popular for the adversary to continue to try to have babies with humans. Why? I might have to end on this point, because a lot of you, I mentioned this before and I didn't finish the thought, that you don't understand really who you are. So you're thinking that Jesus was some kind of superstar, not understanding that the purpose for which you were born was to follow the same walk that he walked. He came to show you how to walk it out. He came to show you what walking in a flesh suit was all about, how you could actually successfully do that. That's what that was about. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He had nothing more than what you had besides the fact that he was conceived of a virgin. to get him into the earth. It was just his vehicle to the earth that was different from yours. But you are yet still the Son of God. Are you hearing me? And his purpose was to show you the way. Did he not say, I am the way? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Listen, you can't even get an appointment with him. You can't even get in his presence. Listen, you can't even be all that he's called you to be without me, because I've shown you the blueprint. I've given you the example. He sent me here with the blueprint. I'm walking the blueprint out so that you can see how it is you're supposed to live. I was your example. Now I'm going to leave here and make room for you to do what you're supposed to do. That was the purpose of him leaving. And that's the example that we have in the scripture. So, conception of darkness gained popularity. So we'll see that in verses ahead, where the sons of God begin to mate with the daughters of men. Are you hearing me? And they begin to birth giants. They begin to conceive a seed that was outside of the original plan of God. Are you hearing me? Had a different spirit. Are you listening to me? So, you know, the enemy is always looking for an opportunity to bring forth. He's always looking for an opportunity to multiply his influence in the earth, but he needs bodies. And so what better way to multiply that influence but through Cain, because Cain is an envious man. He's a jealous spirit. He's a murdering spirit. He's an angry spirit. He's a disobedient spirit. He's a hatred spirit. He's a false worshiping spirit. He's a rebellious spirit. I'm just telling you. And this is what we connect ourselves to. Are you hearing me? So we want to go here. Population of the mixed seed. So that takes mixed to a whole nother dimension, doesn't it? He wanted to continue this mixed seed in our culture. And I liken that to the ungodly connections and sleeping with the enemy, because it was for this reason that Yah made covenant with Noah to build, because his seed was pure. That seed was not contaminated. It had not slept with and defiled itself with everything that was going on in the earth. It was a pure seed, and so that's why the Father desired Noah to be the one that he would share his blueprint with and have him create this boat. But you got to think about this. Even in creating the ark, he even then had Noah preaching those 100 years, preaching to the people to repent. He was even going to save the wicked, those that were out of a wicked nature, on the ark. But they refused to get on, and he knew they would. So he built it custom for those that he was going to deliver. Same thing with Abraham, to be the father of many nations. He had to bring him out of that mixed culture, that contaminated, that mixing. What is that mixing? It's the same thing that we find in Genesis chapter 11, where they're building this Tower of Babel. What does Babel mean? It means the mixing. It means confusion, the confusion of mixing. Are you hearing me? You're not going to build this thing to the heavens, because you're not authorized to even make that kind of connection. And the unity that they had there was so amazing. God had to confuse their languages or confound their languages so that they would not complete it, because he said there's nothing that will be, anything that they imagine will not be impossible for them to do. There'll be no limits for them. You need to understand who you are and how you were created. If God said that about these wicked men, this is why the enemy desired to continue to perpetuate his seed, because he understood the power of man. What does it say in the Psalms? He says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Listen, why? Because I made him a little lower than myself. I've crowned him with glory and honor. That's an inside and an outside job. I've given him everything about me. The essence of who I am is who he is. And if he ever figures it out, this is why the enemy is always seeking to devour. This is why he's always seeking to contaminate your identity, because he wants you to remain as Cain and not walk into your complete identity as the God man that you are. Okay, I didn't want to get too far into trouble with that. But I want you to understand that your ungodly connections and sleeping with the enemy is what gets us in trouble. So, woman, I want you to be careful what you carry. Pray in this season. I want to pray for you in this season. I'm going to be praying for you in this season, because it's important that you be careful what you carry. We are carriers. We are wombs, and we birth things. And so things attach themselves to us for the purpose of continuing a birthing process. But you've got to be careful what you carry. So I decree and declare over your life tonight that you're going to guard your womb in this season, and that you're going to bring forth that thing that pleases God, that thing that blesses God, that thing that causes God to be glorified in the earth. I love you guys so much. I'm glad I didn't forget the broadcast. I pray that you were blessed tonight. If you need to get in touch with me, KingdomAmbassadors247@gmail.com. I'll look for you on Facebook or on Periscope at Apostle Crystal Lee. Till next time we talk, you're blessed, and don't forget it.